Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Spies, Lies, and Algorithms by Amy B. Zeigart is a wide-angle examination of how American intelligence has evolved from human spycraft and wartime code-breaking to an era dominated by data, platforms, and powerful algorithms. Known for her work on national security institutions, Zeigart frames intelligence as a competitive system shaped by technology, geopolitics, bureaucracy, and the private sector. The book traces how the United States built its modern intelligence community, what it gets right, and where legacy structures struggle to keep pace with rapidly changing threats. Central to the narrative is the shift from state-centric espionage toward challenges that include cyber operations, disinformation, and the security implications of widely available commercial technologies. Rather than treating intelligence as a mysterious black box, the book connects history to practical policy choices, showing how incentives, oversight, and innovation determine whether intelligence agencies can anticipate and adapt. It also raises urgent questions about democratic accountability and effectiveness in a world where information is abundant but insight is scarce. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from secret agents to organized intelligence institutions, a core theme is the historical construction of American intelligence and how institutional choices made under pressure still shape performance today. The book situates early intelligence efforts in wartime needs, then follows the emergence of permanent organizations and the broader intelligence community. This institutional lens helps explain why intelligence capabilities are not just tools, but systems with budgets, rules, cultures, and rivalries. It highlights how missions expanded over time, from traditional espionage and counterespionage to strategic warning, covert action, and technology-driven collection. Zeigart emphasizes that intelligence agencies do not automatically adapt simply because threats change. Adaptation requires reorganizing authorities, investing in new skills, and overcoming bureaucratic friction. The book also explores the enduring tension between operational secrecy and the need for coordination across government, especially when national security problems cut across military, diplomatic, and domestic domains. By grounding the discussion in organizational evolution, it becomes easier to understand recurring critiques, including failures of imagination, slow information sharing, and misaligned incentives. The takeaway is that intelligence success depends as much on governance and design as it does on daring operatives or advanced gadgets. Secondly, collection and analysis in the age of data abundance. Another major topic is the transformation from scarcity of information to overwhelming volumes of data. The book explains how modern intelligence increasingly relies on technical collection, digital traces, and sensor-driven streams that can outpace human ability to interpret them. This creates a paradox. More information can produce less clarity if analytic processes, prioritization, and quality control do not keep up. Zeigart draws attention to the difference between collecting data and producing actionable intelligence, emphasizing that analysis is a competitive advantage only when it is timely, contextual, and communicated effectively. She examines how algorithms and machine learning promise faster sorting, pattern detection, and anomaly spotting, while also introducing risks such as hidden bias, brittle models, and false confidence. The discussion underscores the importance of tradecraft for analysts, including hypothesis testing, red teaming, and structured analytic techniques, which remain relevant even as tooling changes. The book also highlights the operational consequences of speed, as adversaries can move quickly in cyberspace and influence campaigns, shrinking the window for detection and response. The overarching lesson is that data does not automatically equal insight, and intelligence organizations must modernize analytic workflows alongside collection methods. Thirdly, the private sector as a central intelligence battleground. Zeigart spotlights a pivotal shift. Many of the most consequential technologies and datasets now reside outside government. Cloud platforms, social media networks, cybersecurity firms, satellite imagery companies, and AI developers shape what can be seen, collected, protected, and exploited. This topic explores how intelligence agencies must operate in a landscape where commercial innovation cycles outpace government procurement and where critical talent often prefers private sector. Careers. The book frames the resulting challenge as both strategic and organizational. Strategically, adversaries can use the same commercial tools, reducing traditional American advantages. Organizationally, intelligence agencies must build partnerships, contracting mechanisms, and legal frameworks that enable faster collaboration without sacrificing security or accountability. The narrative also considers how private firms become targets and participants in geopolitical competition, whether through supply chain manipulation, intellectual property theft, or influence operations conducted on online platforms. Zeigart emphasizes that the boundary between national security and market competition is increasingly blurred, making resilience a shared responsibility. For readers, this section clarifies why intelligence cannot be understood only through government agencies anymore. It is a broader ecosystem in which corporate decisions, platform policies, and technology standards can have national security consequences equal to classic espionage operations. Fourthly, cyber conflict, influence operations, and new forms of covert action. The book examines how modern threats stretch and sometimes bypass traditional intelligence models. Cyber operations can be launched at scale, anonymously, and continuously, turning conflict into an always-on contest rather than discrete episodes. Influence operations exploit social platforms and human psychology, making the information environment itself a target. Ziegart highlights how these domains complicate attribution, deterrence, and oversight. Intelligence agencies must detect intrusions, map networks, understand adversary intent, and help protect critical infrastructure, often while legal authorities and norms lag behind technical realities. The topic also explores how secrecy and speed create hard trade-offs. Rapid response may be necessary to mitigate harm, but rushed decisions can amplify errors or escalate conflict. Meanwhile, influence campaigns raise democratic dilemmas, countering manipulation can collide with free expression, and public trust can be damaged by perceived government interference. The book positions these challenges as a test of whether intelligence organizations can integrate technical expertise with cultural and political understanding. The key insight is that modern covert action can be conducted through code, content, and platform dynamics, requiring new doctrine, new partnerships, and new metrics for success beyond traditional spy versus spy paradigms. Lastly, reform, oversight, and building intelligence fit for the future, a concluding set of themes focuses on what it takes to modernize intelligence while preserving democratic accountability. Ziegart argues that reform is not only about buying new tools, but also about changing incentives, talent pipelines, and decision processes. The book highlights the importance of recruiting and retaining technical specialists, updating training, and allowing career paths that reward innovation rather than only time served. It also addresses structural issues, such as coordination across agencies and the challenges of integrating new capabilities without creating more stovepipes. Oversight is treated as essential rather than optional, because intelligence power can undermine legitimacy if it is not constrained by law and trusted governance. The book encourages thinking in terms of competitive adaptation. Adversaries learn, technology diffuses, and bureaucracies tend to resist change. Effective reform, therefore, requires sustained leadership, flexible authorities, and mechanisms for experimentation with clear evaluation. Readers come away with a framework for assessing intelligence performance that includes speed, relevance, resilience, and ethical boundaries. The broader message is that the future of intelligence will be decided by choices made now about institutions, partnerships, and the responsible use of algorithms in service of national security. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, policy-grounded understanding of how intelligence actually works and why it is struggling to keep pace with technological change. National security professionals, students of international relations, journalists, and technology leaders will find it especially useful because it connects organizational history with present-day problems like cyber conflict, disinformation, and AI-enabled analysis. The practical benefit is a sharper ability to evaluate headlines and policy debates. You learn why more data can still produce surprise, why institutions resist reform, and why private sector platforms and tools have become central to national security outcomes. That perspective can improve how you assess risk in your own field, whether you work in government, business, or civic life, because the same issues of incentives, speed, and accountability appear in many complex organizations. Compared to similar intelligence books that focus narrowly on famous operations or agency personalities, Ziegart emphasizes systemic forces, technology diffusion, and the emerging intelligence ecosystem that includes companies and users. That wider scope makes the book worth buying as a durable guide to the future, not just a retrospective on past secrets. And it offers a structured way to think about what reform should look like in a democracy. If you would like to support Amy B. Ziegart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.